This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from a Russian missile strike in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro rose to 40 on Monday, with dozens more missing, making it the deadliest civilian incident of Moscow's three-month campaign of firing missiles at cities far from the front. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday the deadly attack on an apartment building shows the need for faster and better coordinated decisions on supplying arms for Ukraine. German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht resigned on Monday as her government came under rising pressure to let allies send Ukraine German heavy tanks at the start of what looks like a pivotal week for Western plans to further arm Kyiv. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock called Monday for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders as Moscow faces war crimes accusations over the strike in Ukraine's Dnipro. Baerbock called for a new format of a court to, quote, bring Russian leaders to justice for their invasion of Ukraine, possibly using Ukrainian law but based abroad with international judges. Calls have grown for a way to try to punish Russian leaders for the crime of aggression, as the Hague-based International Criminal Court cannot do so under its rules. More than 90 countries have expressed deep concern at Israel's punitive measures against the Palestinian people, leadership, and civil society following the UN General Assembly's request for an advisory opinion by the UN's highest court on the legality of Israeli policies in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. In a statement released Monday by the Palestinian